Yesterday, the candidate favored by the Russian government, Ahmed Kadyrov, won the presidency of Chechnya in what was widely derided as a sham election. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates is here with me in the studio with a related story. Karen, of course, the Russians and the Chechnyans have been in conflict for years now, and there are a lot of stories coming out of that.
There are, and it's been a conflict that's been full of carnage, Alex. And I had the opportunity to talk with Dr. Hassan Baiev, who is a Chechen surgeon who for several years operated on casualties of this conflict. And he operated on wounded on both sides, the Russians and the Chechen freedom fighters.
Out of his medical compunction as a doctor or what?
That and other things, and he tells why in a new book he's just written called The Oath, A Surgeon Under Fire. In this clip, you're going to hear Dr. Baiev start by telling me why he does this, and the translator that you'll hear is actually his co-author, a journalist named Nicholas Danilov. Dr. Baiev, you decided early on that you were going to treat all wounded in these wars that you came across, your civilians, your own freedom fighters, the Russians that had been sent to put down what they saw as a rebellion. Any regrets for having done that?
Мне никогда в голову не приходило, вот он русский.
I was frankly always happy that I could help this person. And if he'd done something bad, if he'd killed somebody,
пускай это будет на его совести.
It was always my attitude that this should be on his conscience.
Помочь этому человеку. У меня был один пациент.
I had one patient. He was one of the Russian mercenary soldiers. He had been wounded because fighters had shot at him at a checkpoint. And previously we knew that he had taken a great deal of advantage of the civilian population. He was carried into my operating room on a stretcher. He was drunk. He was shouting. He said, "I have killed before and I'm going to kill again." And after I'd operated him, he went into intensive care. And 2 days later, he was taken off to a Russian hospital. And I could see in his eyes how he had changed. I told him, "You've come here to kill, to be paid to kill." And I said that I'm glad that nevertheless, despite all of that, that I had the ability to save you. As he was being taken away, he sent a nurse in my direction. He had the nurse pass on the word to me that he regretted what he had done and that he would ask to be sent away from Russia and not be in a position of killing again.
Treating both sides, nevertheless, almost got you killed. Why continue?
Доктор, он не политик и не военный, но тем не менее, когда
a doctor is not a military person. He's not a politician.
Воюющими сторонами, вот, конечно.
A doctor has to find a way to survive and get on with his work in this very difficult situation.
When did it become apparent to you that you were going to have to leave Chechnya? When did the risk become too untenable?
This was in February of 2000, when 4,000 Chechen fighters evacuated from Grozny. As they evacuated from Grozny, 300 of them were wounded as they tried to traverse a minefield. And these 300 were brought to my hospital. And so I operated without stop for 48 hours, and during that time I did 67 amputations. I did 7 brain surgeries. All of these operations were done with only local anesthetics. To amputate limbs, I had no surgical saw. I had to use a carpenter's hacksaw. To do a brain surgery, I had to use an ordinary carpenter's drill. I also used household thread to sew up wounds. I never threw out my rubber gloves because I would cut them up and turn them into drainage tubes to drain wounds. And I always told my patients that when they were changing their bandages, they should clean their wounds with their own urine, because urine is sterile. These were the things that I had to put up with, and in this time in February, my hospital was destroyed. So I would go around to houses, and I would do these operations on the kitchen table. After that, the Russian forces started trying to find me. They were going around on armored personnel carriers, asking people where I was. At that time, I was still in the village and continued to do my operations. On the 8th of February, I was taken out to Ingushetia, the bordering republic. And there in Ingushetia, international organizations like Human Rights Watch and Physicians for Human Rights tried to find me. And they said, how can we help? One of the doctors there looked at me and said, you know, you are ill. And I said, of course I'm sick. You know, I've been under artillery bombardment now for 6 months. I've been counting the minutes. My hands had cuts all over them from all the amputations that I'd been doing. And finally, I got to the point where my hands were so swollen that I couldn't get them to do what I wanted them to do. These were the most difficult days of my life.
You eventually got to the United States. Your family eventually came here with you. What's been the hardest part about being here?
Я думаю, что человек, который сюда приезжает, это когда.
Well, you know, I realize that without English, good English, I'm like a child who's just learning how to grow up and to walk.
Потому что там, в Чечне,
there in Chechnya, I saw this gray atmosphere, these suffering people. And here I see smiling people, happy with life. During 6 years in Chechnya, I became accustomed to living in a situation which was not at all normal.
Dr. Hassan Baiyev is a surgeon who's been honored by several human rights organizations for his work in the Russian-Chechen conflict. Nicholas Danilov is a former Moscow bureau chief of U.S. News and World Report. Together with Ruth Danilov, they are authors of The Oath, A Surgeon Under Fire. Dr. Baiyev, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Danilov, thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Karen, he just sounds extraordinary.
He is an extraordinary guy to have been able to do all this. And I have to tell you, Alex, he's a surgeon, but his most outstanding physical feature is his hands. Big.